interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Our knucklehead tour here will start in France, go through Pittsburgh, and maybe even end up on Whidbey Island with some 911 calls. A shipment of cocaine worth $44 million was caught in France. Border force officers spotted the 922-pound shipment last Thursday evening after halting a truck, and the National Crime Agency busted a 30-year-old man charged with smuggling the shipment that was destined for the UK, the rest of the UK. They say this was a really significant amount of drugs taken out of circulation. $44 million of cocaine found mixed into some onion rings cargo. Do you like the onion rings?
Mmm.
Yeah, neither do I.
It all comes down to the breading on it, you know.
Well, this breading's going to keep you coming back for more until there ain't no more. $44 million in the cocaine and the onion rings. And John, in Pittsburgh, there's a defense attorney, 39-year-old guy named Daniel Musig. And back in 2014, he started to make a name for himself because he had some TV commercials and stuff going on where he says, you know what? I'm a good guy to be your defense attorney because I can think like a criminal. And he said, yeah, I know the legal system in and out. Called laws stupid. Says, I think like a criminal. I've got street knowledge. And joked that his friends are in, he visits his friends in jail all the time. His commercials used to run all the time. In fact, John, pop me up a little bit here on this side, over here. Here he is talking about, you know.
I may have a law degree, but I think like a criminal.
Who is this, Better Call Saul?
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's going to be in there with some of his friends that he visited in jail because over the summer he got indicted for selling hundreds of pounds of marijuana. And the guys he was working with were selling the harder stuff, too. In 2019, cops tapped a drug dealer's phone, and a sting operation revealed that the defense attorney was helping them operate a stash house. Prosecutors say he helped distribute and sell 200 to 900 pounds of marijuana and caught him with about $400,000 in drug money. He took a plea deal on Tuesday. He'll be sentenced in March. He's facing at least 5 years in prison, and he won't be able to practice law anymore.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
And let's have the emergencies on Whidbey Island beginning on Wednesday, September 20th. 1:34 a.m. Altfield Road, 911 caller says, there are men shooting lasers at me, and it's giving me a headache. Friday, September 22nd, 8:44 a.m., Silver Lake Road, 911 caller says, there's a woman wearing a nightie dancing on the road. Saturday, September 23rd, 6:46 a.m., Kruger Road. 911 caller says, what do I do about this injured squirrel I found? Saturday, September 23rd, 2:46 p.m., Beacon View Drive. 911 caller says, there's a guy with blue hair in my yard, and he wants the cops to arrest him.
It's like that Progressive commercial or whatever. Yeah, we all see it. We all see it. He has blue hair.
Saturday, September 23rd, 9:47 p.m., April Drive. 911 caller says, someone is driving up and down the road in their go-kart, and they're causing a ruckus. And finally, Wednesday, September 20th, 9:06 a.m., Main Street. 911 caller says, I am a prophet, and I own the Cartoon Network.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.